Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 25th of May 2025. Coming to the end of May, seems to have gone really, really quickly. Anyway, I am back from my weeks travelling the country, getting 10,000 children into gardening. What a week. What a week. What a project. And I'm absolutely shattered. I actually came back Friday night, believe it or not, but I'm still feeling shattered. I was fine during the week, came home, and that seems to have knackered me out. But what a week. It was so nice to see so many smiling faces from the children who really got involved. Lee, of course, makes his show, I guess you would say, entertaining and fun for the children, and not so they stood around waiting. It's sort of using coir discs and put the water on them while you wait for the coir discs, compost discs, to expand. He had music playing and got the kids dancing. Little things like that that I really, really liked and thought that helps keep the children entertained. And they really did have a lot of fun. So many of the children came up to me afterwards and saying, that was fun. There was a few children, I was the cameraman for the week, but there was a few children who were more interested in the camera or the drone. But, you know, it's not for everyone. It was such fun, though. Such fun. Such a proud project. There are videos coming out on Lee's YouTube channel if you are interested in that. That's the Skinny Jean Gardener. One came out yesterday. There's another one coming out tomorrow. I don't want to reveal too much about it, but this is a behind the scenes, so actually I probably can. I don't want to focus on the negatives because there were so many positives, but there were 2 points for me that were a bit of a negative. The first is a video that comes out tomorrow. We were at a school for the deaf. And great class, great children. We did try and change our show to be different from what we had done in the past, which might not have been a good thing in some ways. But what was the negative is the children, they got excited by my camera. They were trying to communicate with me. I couldn't communicate with them at all. And I felt absolutely helpless. For somebody that communicates orderly, felt absolutely helpless. So that was a low point. And the second low point happened the day after. Great day. Went to schools and then we decided to visit the Blue Peter Garden. Now, you know, Lee and his brother Dale, they actually helped in moving the Blue Peter Garden from London up to Manchester. And the look on their face said it all. As soon as we got there, they just looked so disappointed, so annoyed. Because it was such, so it was just not what they left it as, not what they imagined. The vegetable patch had about 3 edible plants and it had this big sign saying vegetables. It wasn't a vegetable patch at all. Again, if you want to see more on the video, you'll see what I'm talking about. It was a disappointment, I've got to say. And I always herald the Blue Peter Garden as being a quite iconic garden that just went to the wayside. However, lack of viewers has probably been the thing with that. Now, because I am back home, I've got to say, I came back Friday, went straight out to the garden, check on everything, and pleased to say, Amanda did a great job just watering the garden and looking after everything. Everything was in absolute pristine condition. Plants have survived the week away, so we've got no problems with that. Amanda done a great, great, great job. All I've got to do now is obviously catch up with quite a few weeding and things like that, which I've been doing. Potting on and things like that, and everything's planted out. Everything seems to be growing really, really well. One of the things that really blew my mind, I went into my greenhouse and I got my cucumber and 2 tomato plants in there in my order pot system, and they have doubled in size. They're nearly halfway up the greenhouse, so they are doing fantastic. Even getting some cucumbers, so it won't be long until we're harvesting a few cucumbers. So things are definitely moving forward. I'm really happy, really pleased with what I'm seeing, really, really pleased with what I'm seeing. And hopefully that's going to continue. We're going to continue to get more good crops moving forward. And of course, as crops become, as we harvest our crops, that frees up a bit more space for more crops. So all good, really. Very, very pleased. Very pleased, to say the least. Won't be long thinking about it till our garlic and onions come out. So, yeah, we've got things to change around there in the coming weeks as well. So, yeah, really, really happy. Really happy. The allotment, went down the allotment yesterday. I couldn't go on Friday. Luckily, because I hadn't planted much out because I knew I wouldn't be able to water. The weeds, of course, grown, but overall, everything that we did have growing on the allotment, potatoes, they are doing fantastic. So things are going in the right direction. Now, last Sunday, I didn't put a podcast out for you guys. I was hoping to do it before I went or when I got to the hotel. It just didn't happen. Hotel didn't get internet. A lot of problems that I discovered. So apologies for that. But I did sow the cabbage last week. Now, what I've done is I've actually taken my seed trays and I've dipped holes into the seed trays and popped a seed in that and then gave them a good watering. Now, these seed trays are staying indoors until they germinate, but there's no harm in doing them outside. They don't necessarily need heat. I'm just doing them indoors. But yeah, really easy. Once they germinate, we'll let them grow until they start really growing on leaves, put them up into plug plant trainers, and then get them growing until we've got some good roots, and then we will plant them out in the ground. Once they're planted, it's just a case of keeping them weed-free and keeping them watered, and they should grow quite happily. But we do have to think about protecting them from pigeons and other birds that might eat the young seedlings and as they grow, and also cabbage whitefly. Now, pigeons and birds, scarecrows and things like that up. The cabbage white butterfly, bit more tricky. I do use some grazers sprays. That works quite well. Or the other thing that we could do is just put a netting over, a very fine netting. That will keep the cabbage white butterflies off and stop them from laying eggs and then letting the caterpillars eat them. So there's a few ideas of things that you could do in order to protect your crops. But once they're in the ground, keep them well watered, keep them weed-free, mulched, etc., etc., all the usual stuff, and just let them grow. These will be a winter cabbage, so they will be ready in the winter, so plenty of time for them to grow and plenty of time for you to enjoy them. And as easy as that, really. Harvest them once they're ready just by cutting off the cabbage. It's always worth cutting an X into the stalk that is left in the ground as well, and that can encourage four smaller cabbages at a later date. So if you want to get two crops from one, that's well worth doing as well. Just simply cut an X and get four cabbages out of them. Really easy, really easy. Cabbages, I've got to say, are one of the easiest crops to grow as long as they are. You get the right varieties. These are a winter variety. You could sow some now and sow some next month as well, just to spread them out a bit too. Now, that's not the only thing, because today we've sown the rocket seeds. Now, rocket is another really easy plant to grow. I simply put a drill into the soil, scattered a few seeds, backfilled and watered. And pretty soon they will grow, they will germinate. And once they are large enough to harvest, we harvest as required. Now, really easy. That is all there is to do it, as long as you keep them weed-free and moist. So no real hard work going on. But if you want to make sure you get several crops or succession, or you can treat them like cut and come again. So you wait for them to grow, you cut them off at just above ground level and they will regrow. And you can do that two or three times, which is something I often do with a lot of our salad crops. You can just pick leaves off as you need them as well. That's another good way of tackling or coping with the salad crops, rocket. Or another thing that's worth doing is just sowing a few seeds now and a few seeds in another few weeks as well, just to keep those crops coming. Lots of good options there. Really easy. All the instructions, of course, in the mini newspaper. But two crops, really easy to grow, and hope you have a lot of fun growing them. Right, I am absolutely shattered, so I'm going to head on and get to bed. Of course, it's bank holiday Monday tomorrow, so I've got another day for gardening. I'm going to head down the allotment and do a few things down there first thing in the morning. We'll be back on Thursday, where hopefully I can start getting back into normal routine. By the way, I have got the possibility, if you would like the chance to win a a couple of tickets to Gardeners World Live, which is on the Sunday, I think it's the 15th of June, so only a couple of weeks ago away. It's the Sunday, two tickets for you to go. Let me know if you want your name put in the hat. This is open to you guys, simple as that. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.